morning, Mick.
Morning, Kim. How are you?
I'm good, mate. How's everything at Cameron's? Are you guys still open, business as usual with the lockdown?
We are all about the people, Kim. Cameron's HR, we're all about the people. We do everything right by the government standards, and we're the busiest we've ever been.
Is that right? Well, that's great. Both Maruya and Batemans Bay?
Both stores are flat out.
Good to keep you out of mischief, Mick Wayman.
Oh, it always is, Kim, always.
Know what they say about idle hands, mate?
Oh, yes.
Let's get into round 23 of NRL. With this lockdown happening, at least we've got some football to enjoy. Tonight, we've got the Titans taking on the Storm.
Yeah, I think the Storm will be way too strong. Very, very impressive. But I have read some stuff over the week that the Storm is sort of floundering a little bit. I don't think that's the case. You know, when you're at the top of your game for so long, we're talking years here. We're not talking 3 games. We're talking years. And if you can win a game of footy and still be floundering, for me, I don't think it's floundering. I think it's just the only play what's in front of you. And it's very, very easy to come down to their level. Mm. But you've only got to win. 2 points is 2 points. Melbourne will be too strong.
It's just weird they use that word floundering. Wouldn't be at all a word I would use for the Melbourne Storm.
I wouldn't either.
Friday, the Raiders are taking on the Sea Eagles. Now, this is going to be great. I was going to be at that game, but because of COVID and they're playing in Brisbane, won't be there to see it, but I'll be watching it with great interest.
Now, those tickets that I've got sitting on my desk here for this game, now, right on them there.
Oh, I'm so sad about that. I so wanted to see that game.
It would have been a good game for you. Look, the Raiders, you know, I don't think they were hugely disappointing last week, but they fought hard. They nearly got back into the game and nearly won the game of footy. So for me, there was a lot of good signs that come out of that. Manly, on the other hand, were outstanding. One of the things that stood out for me in that game was when they started to score a lot of points, it's quite easy to get involved in the moment and start yahooing and being around. And now I've been in these big wins before, and the good teams for me just keep their head. And if you looked at Tom Trbojevic, you can see him going around every play, saying, let's keep our head on here. Let's just keep a lid on it. Don't get carried away. And don't be disrespectful to the opposition. And that's what he said after the game. I don't like it when we get disrespectful. And they've done a great job. So for me, I think Manly will be too strong against the Raiders, and it's going to be cracking down a footy. But, yeah, look, you can't go past Manly.
Well, my heart's with the Raiders, of course, but I'm feeling pretty wobbly due to the fact that the Sea Eagles are just soaring at the moment.
They are. As much as Dad would turn in his grave to know this, I'm going with Manly.
What about the Panthers and the Rabbitohs? That's going to be another great game.
Oh, this is going to be the best. And if you go back into the stats, this is when last time these two sides met, Penrith put them to the sword and really flogged South Sydney. But from that game on, South haven't been beat. So that was a wake-up call for South. I'm going to go for a bit of an upset and go with South because I think they're coming good at the right time of the season. And Penrith, yes, they won, but they were a little bit clunky for me last week against the Dragons, and they did have a convincing win in the end, but it just didn't seem to have that killer blow. I'm going to go with South to win.
We'll see if the Rabbitohs can stay out of the clutches of the Panthers' claws. It's our pick the score match, by the way, for $400.
I'm going to go 30-12.
Saturday, West Tigers and the Sharkies.
Yeah, I'm going to go with West Tigers. Cronulla are really, for me, a bit up and down all year. They've lost. I was really impressed with how Dave Fifita has been going. I think, or Andrew Fifita, sorry. He's been playing some good footy for an old bloke. He looks like an old trotter that's been taped up to try and get onto Harold Park, but he's, he seems to be playing good footy, but unfortunately, I'd never heard of it, but he's had a broken larynx.
Yeah, I didn't really hear much about it, not when it actually happened, but a couple of days after, and I'm like, oh, did that happen?
The light until after the game had finished.
Right.
He couldn't swallow and was real raspy voiced and struggling to breathe. So he got placed in an induced coma, which is pretty frightening, really.
Mm.
You're placed in a coma like that, and just so he didn't have to breathe. But he's been operated on now, and apparently he's going to make a full recovery, so thought to with him. But, yeah, look, I think the Sharks will struggle without him, so I'll go with the Tigers.
Okay. Bulldogs and the Knights.
Go the Knights. The Bulldogs, they'll put up a fight, they're going to have a crack, but they're losing players. Players are just dropping at the moment, and these teams have, you know, when you start to lose a couple of key players, you start to lose confidence and start to lose, yes, it gives people an opportunity, but when you lose key players, like, you know, a team that's struggling really hurts. So I can't see the Bulldogs beating them.
Me either. And the last Saturday game, it's the Eels taking on the Cowboys. Look, they're poles apart on the ladder, so I can't see the Eels losing this.
We shouldn't, but I really think the Eels need a good win to turn their season around. You heard their coach last week, so I don't know where to from here, which is pretty hard to take when your coach says that. He doesn't know what's going to happen, and I think, yeah, it's going to take a bit of getting out of, but yeah, look, I think the Eels will be too strong.
Well, they're in the top eight, so they really need to start playing that way, because they were playing so well, but, you know, the last couple of weeks have just been a bit dodgy, haven't they?
They have, yeah. They've just struggled over the last few weeks, which hurts. But for me, I think they'll turn their season around this weekend, and a good bit of confidence going into the last couple of rounds.
What about Sunday? Your beloved Dragons are up against the Roosters.
I hate the Roosters. I really do. The last 3 weeks I've gone against the Dragons and they haven't let me down. So I think the Roosters will be too strong. The Dragons are a bit up and down. They'll give it a good shake, but they just don't seem to have the continuity throughout the side. It really does hurt me to go against the Dragons, but yeah, you've got to go up your head on this one. And I think the Roosters will be too strong.
Yeah, they're just not playing that 80 minutes, are they? I mean, they have flashes of really great play and then they just fall in a heap again.
Fall in a heap straight away, yeah, which hurts.
And the last game for round 23 on Sunday is the Broncos taking on the Warriors.
Look, this one's going to be a bit all over the place. You don't know. Broncos, I thought last week, were very, very unlucky not to win that game of footy.
Yeah, they were, yeah.
You know, I would have got the chocolates, I suppose, if that the Broncos got up.
Mm.
But for me, yeah, look, I think they're going to give it a good shake. I'm going to stick with them this week. I think they would have got a lot of confidence out last week, so I'm going to go with the Bronx.
Yeah, I thought they played really well last week too, and I thought, hello, here they come. But, I mean, they've left the run too late, but I feel like the Broncos will probably beat the Warriors. But you never know with the Warriors. They are just so hot and cold, and they might be hot. Who knows? Anyway, that is round 23 for this weekend. Great to have a chat with you, Mick, and I'll look forward to your company next week. Might still be on the phone, mate.
Well, hopefully we lift this lockdown so we can chat in person, Kim.
It'd be good. I miss your beautiful, handsome face.
Oh, everyone misses my beautiful, handsome face, even my wife.
They'll just have to call into Cameron's Hardware and see you.
Yeah, that's probably about it. Well, I'm going to give a big shout out to all those mothers and fathers at home that are doing the homeschool.
I take my hat off to them, wow.
I do. Look, Alison's been doing her uni stuff the last couple of days, so I've been knocking off work early and heading home at 11 o'clock to look after the kids for her so she can study, and that's hard enough.
Yeah.
Work's easier, especially teachers that have got kids of their own. They can teach their own classes online,
yep,
but then also make sure their kids are fine on the computer to do their stuff. So it's a huge, huge thing for them, and you know, you take your hat off to all these mums and fathers that are out there doing it, and well done.
100%. All right, Mick, we'll talk next week.
No worries, Kim. Thank you.